His blessings are rich and divine.
Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There came a time during the Lord's ministry upon the earth when the popularity of his message began to fade, and many of his followers forsook him because his message was a bit too radical for them. The Lord asked his 12 disciples, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter gave a classic answer, which is the very embodiment of true faith, when he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Upon another occasion, as he taught in Caesarea Philippi, he asked them this question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They answered, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias or one of the prophets." Then he asked them a much more probing question, "But whom say ye that I am?" Once again, Simon Peter replied with the only answer true faith knows, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." The Lord did not ask these questions in order to gain information which he was not already aware of, since he knows the end from the beginning. Rather, he posed these questions for the benefit of his disciples, so that he might demonstrate the principle upon which the very foundation of his kingdom rests. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Just as we read in the book of Hebrews, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." The Lord clearly told Peter that his knowledge of and faith in the living Christ did not arise out of his own power or ability of reason, when he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." This is exactly what Paul said to the Ephesians, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Apart from a clear understanding of the source of true faith, it is impossible that men should ever have a right understanding of the basis and nature of faith in the children of God, or the operation of faith in them as the Spirit of God manifests the Lord's kingdom here in the earth. In this hyper-religious age in which we live, there is much talk of faith, but most of it centers on trying to stir men up to believe, as if they possess the ability and power to do so, rather than a clear and unwavering message that declares true faith to be the result of the operation of the Holy Ghost, according to the sovereign grace of God, who has determined to manifest his saving grace and the fruits of his redemptive work in the sons of God, whom he has loved from before the foundation of the world. The religious hucksters and physicians of no value compass land and sea to make converts, and continually make merchandise of men by scratching their itching ears and persuading them that they can make a deal with God by exercising faith. Yet such a message merely reinforces the error that all men inherit by nature. The truth is that true faith is not the product of men, but rather the gift of God, which is bestowed upon beggars whose eyes the Lord has opened to see themselves without hope, apart from the mercy of God. Poverty-stricken sinners rejoice at the Lord's command, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." The Lord Jesus said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. For it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net. That's forthepoor@windstream.net.